The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Jean Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates. I'm still out and about traveling around the country for Aging But Dangerous, trying to make as much trouble as I possibly can.
And that you are doing.
Of course. That's my job in this
that's
world.
Your job,
and
right.
Even though my mother called me a goody two-shoes yesterday, I've never been called that in my entire life.
And what did you tell her that if I'd have been there?
That you would have spit your coffee all the way across the
right.
patio.
Right. Not a little goody two-shoes.
Oh, my gosh. What have you been up to this week?
Oh, my gosh, Suzanne. I have really had it. I've got this new phone, this Android, and it was a big deal getting an Android or an iPhone. I'm telling you, I'm about ready to throw it away. I have been to Sprint like three times. I have to go again tomorrow night. I cannot seem to learn this phone, and I've been so embarrassed about having to go back. This young man, I go at 5 o'clock, so they're not that busy from 5 to 6. But this young man that helps me, I was feeling so guilty that I took a Goodwill offering. I baked some brownies and took them over there to these young men. But oh, what a deal!
You know what? It's just we're older. It's hard. It's hard to do this stuff, and so it's not just you. Don't worry about it. And
okay.
I'm sure that they are happy to have their brownies, so they're probably somebody that really appreciates us. Well, and I know you've been looking at jewelry because that's what we're going to talk about this morning, and we have some real pearls of wisdom coming up later. So in June, we're talking about blooming. We're blooming. The flowers are blooming. There's so many ways to bloom. So that's what we're going to be doing in June.
Okay, now tell me what that means. How do we bloom?
I started to say, get your bloomers on.
How do we bloom?
Well, maybe not. How do we bloom? Well, you know what? It's very metaphoric, you know. I mean, there are so many ways that we can expand and bloom and open up and be beautiful, and it can affect every part of our life. So stay tuned, and then we're going to tell you about those dirty little secrets that we talk about every single week that are very, very helpful little tidbits, I might add. We're going to share the latest study on sugars. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time.
Sweet. Can't wait to hear about that, the whole sugar thing. And blooming in regard to allergies. We'll fill you in on the latest about rising pollen counts.
And they are rising.
They are rising. Our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Kelly Williams of T. Lee Designs, and she will give us some insight into jewelry design, how it creates memories, and helps us bloom.
And then the Twin Cities got a huge award. Another one about being the fittest city, and we'll talk about that and give you some details on that.
Yes.
So here is a jewelry quote. This is my first jewelry quote. This is Sonia Henning. Said, jewelry takes people's minds off their wrinkles. I love that.
I love that.
I think it's true.
I think it's very true.
At least for like 5 minutes or something.
Yeah, it would work for me.
Yeah. Then we'll draw for these fabulous prizes, and you may win by having just signed up on our website. It is that simple.
And go to our website, www.agingbutdangerous.com. to check out our latest blogs, and there's all kinds of good information on there, and that is where you sign up for our drawing. So it is very, very easy.
And our dirty little secrets this morning, all right, Twin Cities, take it away.
Twin Cities, Minneapolis and St. Paul are the healthiest and fittest cities in the USA.
Woo!
This is from the American Fitness Index, which came out yesterday from the American College of Sports Medicine. Now, Suzanne, this is really interesting. It's based on smoking, exercise, obesity rates, chronic health problems, and access to health care. So that's a lot of stuff. And it also looks at availability of parks, recreational facilities, walking trails, and farmers markets. Our farmers markets are so great. That fitness index was designed by health and medical experts, so it's really, really, that's a big deal. Now, Walt Thompson, who is the chairman of the advisory board that created the index and is a professor of exercise physiology at Georgia State University in Atlanta, says, quote, "What Minneapolis has done brilliantly is put their resources where residents can use them effectively to maintain a high level of physical activity." And I think that's so true. Minneapolis also spends double the amount of money on parks per capita than any other city. We spend $227 a person, and that is huge. So go to AmericanFitnessIndex.org if you want more information. But boy, are we ever on the national news from that scoop.
I know. It makes me very proud, and it makes me feel healthy just knowing that.
I know.
All right. Is your life too sweet? How sweet it is. The latest research on sugars is really kind of disarming or alarming. I'm just going to read this. Okay. When study participants sipped a drink loaded with glucose or fructose, two types of sugars that, you know, they use, only the glucose chuggers' brains registered fullness. So this is in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So basically what they're saying is that if you are drinking like orange juice or anything that's sweetened with fructose, that it's not registering in your brain that you have had that food. And so Kathleen Page, who's an MD at the University of Southern California, says that be really careful. And it goes back to that same thing, and I know you've been saying this and your nutritionist said it, but try to cut back on foods with more than 10 to 15 grams of added sugar per serving. We just have to get used to reading those labels.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what they say about sugar, too, and like this fructose, is it doesn't fill you up, and it just makes you hungrier than ever. So once you get that in you, you just want more and more.
Yeah, so read your labels. Know what kind of sugar that is. And then I've been sneezing a lot.
Sneezing season, and it is sneezing season. It's getting worse. Mine is getting worse. I think yours seems to be. Rising temps could cause pollen to double by 2040. Leonard Byerly, MD, says we're already seeing the effects. Ragweed pollen season lasts almost a month longer in some locations than it did in 1995. So, aging but dangerous suggests if you're struggling too much, consider seeing an allergist, which I'm kind of thinking if I have a bad year next year like this year, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, I would agree that that's a smart thing. All right, jewelry quote before we head out. Mae West said, "I never worry about diets. The only carrots that interest me are the number of carats in a diamond." Yeah, baby.
All right. You are listening to Gene and Suzanne and the Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to the show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Gene and Suzanne. And, okay, here's another one of my jewelry quotes, something Richard Burton said once. He said that a diamond he had purchased had so many carats, it was almost a turnip. I
like
love that.
I like that.
I don't really get it, but I like it. I think it's funny. I mean, clearly you get the picture. It was probably for Liz, you know.
Our producer's laughing her head off, so it must have been funny. I thought it was funny.
Well, that's good. As long as she laughs, that's the main thing. Well, because, you know, and I know we really struggled with this subject because it fits into memories, which was last month, and since today is the first day of June, it fits into blooming too, because being a jewel is a very broad topic, just like blooming is a very broad topic, so, and memories are a very broad topic, so this just kind of hits all those categories. And Jean, my wonderful partner, you are a jewel of a person yourself.
Well, thank you. That was
You're
nice.
Welcome.
I love that. That was very nice. Okay, we have with us today Kelly Williams, who is with T. Lee Custom Design Jewelry. She's one of the top designers there, and we're going to be speaking with her. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you.
First question, how did you happen to get into this profession of making jewelry?
Well, I really fell into it. I was going to school for art, pursuing my associate's degree in fine arts. I was out riding my horse down the road, and I met a couple of other riders. And it turned out one of the gals was a working artist, and she helped me put together my portfolio and helped me get my very first apprenticeship as a goldsmith.
Wow. How long ago was that?
That was almost 20 years ago.
Oh, wow, Kelly. That's...
Yeah, of course, I want to know what kind of horse you were riding.
Yeah, Appaloosa. I knew the horse would get her attention.
An Appaloosa, the best kind.
An Appy, all right. Well, Burt Reynolds would like you, that's for sure. So, all right, sorry I digress, but I'm a horsewoman, so I'm talking horses is great topic. But so anyway, sorry, I digress.
Kelly, okay, you say that your work, that your process is intuitive. Can you explain that process? The intuitiveness of making jewelry?
For me, I really design what I'm passionate about, and I design a lot of horse jewelry, a lot of cowgirl themed stuff. I have some really fun little spur earrings that I'm wearing right now, and I really got obsessed with scrolls and scroll theory and the golden mean, and that kind of led me into hand engraving, which has really been kind of a dying art, and I've had the opportunity to study with a lot of great masters, and I incorporate that into a lot of my work, and it's something I'd really like to bring back.
Wow. Now, hand drawing, you would do the hand drawing on the metal?
There are a lot of different ways that I can do that. Some pieces are hand-drawn where I can draw right on the metal with pencil or ink, and more these days I'm doing a lot of work on the computer and transferring it using overhead transparency sheets.
Hmm.
Well, to me, it's like when you say intuitive, it's like the stone would tell you, like you get a great stone in, a great cat's eye moonstone or something, and it would kind of tell you what it wanted to be or how it wanted to be used. Do you get that from what you do also?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot of that, and I definitely have some hardcore rock hound tendencies, so I get a lot of very unusual gemstones and build the mounting to suit the stone.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, what is fabrication versus CAD design?
Well, fabrication is the old-fashioned way of making jewelry. It's the way it's been done for eons, where you actually cut and fit pieces of metal together, solder, all the assemblies done by hand. And nowadays, we're just really, especially in this shop, we're on the cutting edge of technology with some of our CAD design. And CAD is computer-aided design. And we're able to build these pieces now in the computer. And it's really revolutionized the way we do business. With the computer-aided design, we're able to do some really fantastic renderings. We're able to work directly and instantly with the client to give them a really clear vision and help them figure out exactly what it is they want. And then they're able to see their piece rendered in full color before we even produce it. So it's just some really great technology. But I think here, too, we have a really great balance between CAD and fabrication, where we'll build a lot of these pieces in the computer, but then when we get down to the bench, we're still using a lot of these you know, old-fashioned techniques mm-hmm. to put these pieces together.
And, you know, that is very exciting because I've had some custom pieces done, some rings, and they would make the drawing. And
yep.
it would be so exciting to see it on the computer already done, and like you say, in colors and everything. Wow, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well, do you name your pieces? Do you, you know, I think pieces of jewelry do take on a life of their own. And I know you work a lot in custom, but then you also make pieces that you sell. Do you name your pieces? Like if you did a piece with a horse or a, you know, pendant or something, would
like
you name
it? Like she might call it Trigger.
Yeah. Would you name the piece?
You know, we name a lot of our design elements. So we have a couple of just tried and true standby shanks that we'll use for rings or crowns that we'll use for gemstones or certain design elements that we use. And we name all of the design elements. So I guess by default, when you combine a couple of those, you do wind up with a piece that has its own name.
Well, and I know I talked to this one designer, and she said that that made her very close to the piece when she would give them a name. They became almost human. And now you do get commissioned for work. And tell us a little bit about your studio. How many designers do you have?
Well, currently we have T, the owner, and then we have four other bench jewelers. And all of us are bench jewelers. We also do work the sales floor, but everybody here has bench experience and works directly with creating these designs.
Now, what do you mean a bench designer?
All of us have the skills to sit down and work at the jeweler's bench. And in this shop, it's nice because we're very specialized. So I do the diamond setting, the hand engraving. T and I will do a lot of the CAD work together. Alice is a world-class fabricator. And then Liz and Laura are just really fantastic bench jewelers, and we all pull together. So usually not one of us creates an entire piece start to finish. The group of us really pulls together to create each piece.
Oh, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody puts in their own ideas and everything. I think that's very interesting. Now, your shop, where is your shop located, Kelly?
We are in Northeast Minneapolis at 509 and a half First Avenue. We're next door to the Red Stag Supper Club.
Mm-hmm. And how do they find you online?
You can find us on the internet at www.tleagold.com.
Right. I mean, I always think when you say T that it's T-E-A, but it's a T by
it
itself.
It is the letter T.
Yeah, the letter T. Okay. Well, coming up, we're going to hear more from Kelly and talking about the family jewels. And we'll be drawing our fabulous prizes for May.
And you could be a winner out there in Radio Land. I mean, on Aging but Dangerous Sizzle, we have great gifts, and they're going away today. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Bioidentical hormones are tricky issues. A lot of women feel that natural hormone is no or low risk. Many bioidentical hormones are in cream form, so women think it's a lot safer than the pill. This is absolutely not true. The risk of taking bioidentical hormones is the same as regular HRT. There's a reason for that prescription. Having said that, I find that bioidentical hormones are easier to titrate to the lowest dose that treat the symptoms of menopause. Like HRT, bioidentical hormones should be used only to treat the symptoms of menopause. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call
65- No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We're back. It's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And if you have just tuned in, you have missed a very interesting conversation about jewelry. We've been talking to Kelly Williams, a jewelry designer with T, that's the initial T, as in Tom Lee Design in Minneapolis. And, you know, Kelly, this last month May. Is that right?
Yes, it was May.
In May, we've been talking about memories and how that jewelry can represent so many memories, like, you know, the brooch your grandmother wore every Sunday morning to church, et cetera. And do you see a lot of people that come in that want to create family pieces? I mean, is that kind of a dying thing, or do people still talk like that?
No, we still do some family pieces. I think we also really do a lot of bridal and wedding jewelry, and in this shop we do some very, very unique pieces in that regard. But I think one of the pieces that really comes to mind is just within the last year, I had a fellow who was out with his little granddaughter, and she found a little stone in their driveway that was just perfectly heart-shaped, and she loved it. And he brought it into us, and we actually set that up into a little pendant for her and engraved a little message to her on the back of it from him.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh, I love that. Well, that grandpa is a great grandpa. He gets Grandpa of the Year, hands down. I mean, that's awesome. Okay, so what if your kids don't want so let's say I had this great brooch. And I don't think people call them brooches anymore. I don't know. Anyway, and they don't want it. I mean, and it's valuable. Is there a market for those kinds of pieces out there?
Absolutely.
What would you do with it?
Custom redesign where we can take those gemstones. And it's actually not very uncommon. You know, styles change. And so we can take some of these dated pieces of jewelry and take all of the valuable elements and redesign them into something that's very personal for the new wearer of that piece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. So they could have the same essence. They could have the essence of the piece, but it would just be remade into something that was more their style.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's right. Because I know that sometimes jewelry does become dated. Sometimes it's classic, but some of it isn't. So, okay, well, I love the thing on your website. I have a lot of questions. You can see that's kind of my forte. But, okay, so I loved it on your website that you have gemstone mining can be bad or good. Expect your jeweler to know the difference. Can you elaborate on that? I thought that was quite an interesting statement.
Yeah. We just really try to be very committed here to ethical mining practices and to sourcing green metals and really knowing where the gemstones that we are using come from and knowing that they're conflict-free.
Gosh, I love that. You know, in a world like ours, I just think you gained a lot of respect for me there, so...
Thank you.
Right, Jeannie, you're giving me the big sign.
Yeah, Kelly, thank you so much. Can you give that website again real quick?
Sure. It is www.tleegold.com.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly, so much for joining us. That was so
you're
interesting.
You're very welcome.
We do love jewelry.
Take care of that appy.
I will.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
And just a reminder, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Now, I love talking about our sponsor, Higher Brain Living. I have been doing this course for 12 weeks now, and I feel wonderful. There are 22 sessions altogether, so I'm halfway through. And sometimes during the day, you know, I will have low energy or just a bad attitude or some fear or stress creeps into my mind. I will go into my higher brain and everything looks bright and calm. I can smell the roses, as they say. It's a wonderful tool that helps you through your, like, everyday living. Higher brain takes you to that frontal lobe where you can get rid of stress, fear, and worry. And the exciting thing is that they have free seminars at Hudson, Minneapolis, and Wayzata. They actually demonstrate how it is done, and you will be blown away when you see these demos. Go to our website and click on Higher Brain Living and get the details.
Yeah, and I think that'd be a great girls' night out. I mean, get a bunch of your friends or men, too. I mean, or take your honey and go to that, because I know so many women are talking about how beneficial that's been. So it's really worth taking some time and looking at, because it's almost impossible to explain.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is.
Yeah. So, all right, we're doing our big maid drawing today. I'm going to learn how to play the bugle. All right, or whatever you play. All right, and this drawing is for whoever wins and two of their friends to go to the Women's Club of Minneapolis for lunch with Jeannie and me. And it is, you talk about an amazing place. How can you not feel like blooming? And I know blooming is our, as we keep talking about, our theme for June. How can you not feel like blooming in such a magnificent place? So go down there, hang out for a while. They love to show people around and to have visitors. And also, okay, so Jenna, are you ready to do, our producer's going to do the honors here. Are you ready, girlfriend?
I am ready. Okay, for the lunch. Da, 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 da. Betty Kickerts.
Oh, good.
Betty,
she's going to be one of our skydivers.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Well, there we go.
Perfect.
Skydiving lunch.
Perfect.
There we go.
All right. Yeah. We'll have lots to talk about. And, you know, we also, just to mention, if you will go to the Women's Club, I think people think this is too good to be true, but the Women's Club is so amazing. And if you will call them and make a brunch reservation, if you're listening, if you mentioned that you heard it on this show, you and a friend get a free brunch. And that is just, I mean, it is kind of unbelievable. It's almost hard for me to believe. But anyway, do it, because they're, you're not going to get an offer like this very often. Well, all right. And then we have our second drawing, Jeannie.
Well, also the Oldenburg House Inn, which is in Carlton, Minnesota. It's for two nights stay, and it is a very exciting place, and whoever wins this is going to be a lucky, lucky, lucky woman. Jenna?
Well, that lucky lady is Jacqueline Steele. So congratulations to Jacqueline.
Perfect.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's perfect. I know her, too.
And that is another place. Just do it. Just get in the car and go there. It is just an amazing little jewel that sits up there in a little bit north of Minneapolis. All right. Go to Facebook.com/AgingButDangerous. Like us. It will help you bloom. And our last jewelry quote is, remember, diamonds are only chunks of coal that stuck to their jobs. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to AgingButDangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.